We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are going live to L.A. this morning, and correspondent Alex Stone, Tiger Woods suffering serious injuries in a rollover crash yesterday. Alex, what's the latest?
Well, good morning, guys. Yeah, Woods is recovering today. Serious lower body injuries. His team tweeting overnight. He's got leg fractures that required surgery, including a rod, pins, and screws that had to be used. The sheriff here in L.A. County saying that Woods is lucky to be alive, that the SUV he was driving went across the center median, hit a sign, went through opposite lanes of traffic, then rolled into the brush. And we're hearing now from Deputy Carlos Gonzalez, the first on scene. He says Woods was awake. He was aware when they got there, but it was a very serious accident.
I asked him what his name was. He told me his name was Tiger. And at that moment, I immediately recognized him. I asked him if he knew where he was, what time of day, just to make sure he was oriented. He seemed as though he was lucid and calm.
But he says he thinks he may have been in shock because Woods was not worried about the broken bones in his leg, serious injuries, and he didn't seem to be feeling the pain.
He didn't seem concerned of his injuries at the time, which is not uncommon in traffic collisions. Many times people tend to be in shock. It's a traumatic experience. So it's not uncommon for people to be focused on unimportant things, or even if they are in pain, they may not feel it until much later.
And at this point, guys, we're told that no signs of intoxication. They don't believe that any drugs or alcohol was involved. They're looking at any number of things that this could have been. Speed, distracted driving, even mechanical maybe. But he is awake, we understand. He will be able to talk, if he hasn't already, to detectives as they're trying to figure this out. And he's recovering at a hospital here in L.A.
What do we know about the events surrounding the crash in terms of, I mean, is this a typically dangerous intersection that we know of? Is it typical for one vehicle to be involved in a crash like this? Do we have any of that information?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say typical in this area, but it is a kind of a windy road. Looks like he came around a turn, and speed is going to be one of the main focuses of this, that witnesses have said he was going extremely fast. The sheriff saying early indications would indicate speed probably played some role, being that he went across the road, through a sign, the other side of the road, and then down into the brush. This guy lives along this street, and he says a lot of people go really fast.
This area, this street right here, does have a lot of speeders.
Yeah, and in fact, the deputies who have been out there, they say speed is a major problem along there.
This stretch of roadway is downhill. It's sweeping. Speeds there, the speed limit is 45 miles per hour. Myself, when I'm doing speed enforcement, I will sometimes catch people going 80-plus miles per hour. So it's more of a thing that this, you know, people see a nice stretch of road and maybe they're not watching their speedometer.
Yeah, so no doubt speed is going to be something that they're really going to be focused on here, knowing that intoxication is not in play with this, and maybe distracted driving, but speed, according to the sheriff, is the one thing that is really in focus of their investigation. But the SUV rolling a couple of times, he was wearing his seatbelt. The sheriff saying that likely made a big difference. Just looking at the leg injuries, a lot of crush injuries, that had he not been wearing his seatbelt and tossed around the cabin, this could have been very different.
Wow. Do we know where he was going at 7 a.m.?
We do. He was leaving a hotel. He doesn't live here in L.A. He lives in Florida, and he's been in town for the Genesis Invitational. In fact, the vehicle he was driving was a loaner Genesis SUV that said Genesis Invitational on the side. He was going to record something, apparently with Drew Brees and a couple of other people, a online video that they were doing, and they were going to be shooting it yesterday morning.
All right. Well, it's good to hear that he's at least doing well, and it could have been much, much worse, as you mentioned, Alex. Thanks so much. Alex Stone joining us live from Los Angeles this morning at the site of that nearly deadly crash that Tiger Woods was involved in. Lucky to be wearing his seatbelt at the time, but still recovering from significant leg injuries this morning.